Welcome to the Strong Men, Strong Marriages podcast. Here we are on a mission to get strong, get attractive, and get the marriage of our dreams. I'm your host, Mike Frazier. Let's do this. Hey guys, Dr. Mike Frazier here from Strong Men, Strong Marriages. Today we got three tips to rebuild trust in your marriage. So my name is Mike Frazier, MD. I'm a psychiatrist and marriage coach. I help high-achieving Christian men have more intimate marriages. So yeah, when you break trust, whether that's through pornography, an affair, or just kind of saying you're going to follow through on stuff and don't over time, it breaks trust. And trust is one of the three pillars for a passionate marriage, those being trust, communication, and intimacy. So here's three tips to start building trust right away. So tip number one is list out your commitments. So just write out everything you've committed to do for yourself, for your wife, for your kids, for church. You know, there's going to be a lot of them. And especially you want to look at ones where, man, yeah, I said that a long time ago. And then, you know, it's still kind of hanging, right? It's still hanging over me. Yeah, I said I'd fix the water heater. Oh yeah, I said I would, you know, fix the drapes, you know, whatever. All these things you've promised. So write them all out. Okay, so you might think tip two is going to be go do all of them, but it's not. Tip two is actually drop most of them. So get rid of pretty much all of them except one to three. And then just go tell everybody, apologize to everybody, including yourself. Say, hey, myself, I said I'd do that diet and I didn't. I'm actually not going to do that right now. Or tell your wife, hey, I told you I'd fix all these things. I'm not going to. Okay, I can either hire somebody else or just that's not going to happen for a while. I'm sorry, I said I would. I'm not going to do it. Okay, to your kids, hey, I know I said I would do this and this. I'm sorry, I can't follow through on that. Now, it feels kind of bad to let people down, but the truth is it's going to be a big relief for them and for you because they'll be like, yeah, no kidding, you can't do all that. We already knew we couldn't really trust you to follow through on these. You say yes too much. So when you start saying no, it actually starts building trust back and it builds trust in yourself. So again, tip number one, list all your commitments. Tip two, drop most of them, apologize to people for them. And tip three is you choose one to three and you follow through on those. Your one to three most important commitments that you're going to do and you follow through. For guys in my program, one of the commitments is to do the program. It's about 15 minutes in the morning, 20 minutes in the afternoon, 15, 20 minutes in the evening. Just committing to do that can be one big commitment they have. And when they do that, it tends to trickle out to everything else. But maybe you say that and then you're like, okay, I can do those drapes. I'm going to get that done this week. And then for your kids, maybe it's like, okay, I'm going to make sure I get to that baseball game this week. Okay. So those are your three. And then you just say no to everything else. If church is like, hey, can you do this week? No. Hey, your wife, hey, can you fix that? No. Right. So you just start saying no. You're like, sorry, I've got these three big things I'm getting done. I'm not taking anything else on until I get those done. Okay. So this is how you start rebuilding trust. Again, tip number one, list all your commitments out. Tip two, drop most of them. Tip three, commit to one to three things and follow through on those. What happens is you start building great self-confidence, which is self-trust, which is trusting yourself to do what you say you'll do. And then other people also start trusting you more, that when you say yes, you mean yes. And also when you say no, you mean no. And that is what will build trust. So if you want to restore trust, whether you've been had a big break in trust or a smaller one, come join us in Strong Men, Strong Marriages. Visit strongmenstrongmarriages.com or click the link in the show notes and fill out an application. And we'll get back to you with your best next steps. All right, men, stay strong, and we will see you next episode. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, please leave a review on iTunes and share the episode with a friend so we can help create stronger men and stronger marriages across the world. And if you're ready to take your strength training and your marriage to the next level, visit strongmenstrongmarriages.com to learn how. I'll see you there.